Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
And I'm ready to go crazy because the Celtics are going all the way.
Hey, Nick, go handle our light work.
Bowl games matter.
I would like a cold cut sandwich.
Atta boy, how about it?
You can call him Eamon Owens because he ain't got no D and he ain't got no J.
James Madison.
Turn your body cams off. Do what you do.
Is the Damon Jones joke that always cracks me up in that intro because it was so bad that it had to be included. Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday. That means it's time for another edition of Crab Root Sports. I'm Mike. Scott's here. Scott, how you feeling, man, with all your Alabama gear on?
I don't know why I didn't notice the I want a cold cut sandwich part. That struck me. It's like you picked out on that, and I'm like, the cold cut sandwich thing is extra random. Like, when did he say that shit?
It was when he was doing his Tommy DeVito impression.
Oh, God.
Hey, do a Tommy DeVito impression. I would like a cold cut sandwich. And that was it.
Welcome back from the boat life.
Mickey didn't take my appendix. It's good to be back.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't kill you out on the high seas.
I'm allowed to do other things. It's good to be back. Until they take that appendix out, then it's gonna suck all over again. But yeah, man,
don't do that.
Yeah, it was a fun cruise though. I missed you guys. You guys did a hell of a show though, and props to Matt Barr for holding it down while I was gone, replacing one ginger with another, and he did amazing stuff. So thanks, Matt. Appreciate you, man. Scott, how you feeling? Pitchers and catchers, full squad. We're back, baby.
We are back. I'm feeling fucking great. Put the NFL in the rearview mirror where it belongs. Let's fucking go. Full tilt, baby. It's baseball season.
I am so bummed that I missed last week to just recap. Oh, sorry, Caesar. To recap the whole Super Bowl with you. I got my share in the comments.
It happened. It's over. We move on. We're on to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati. There you go. Mookie, how you feeling, man?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. Had myself a solid cold cut earlier today for lunch, so I'm ready to rock and roll, man. It's funny, Scott, I said the exact same thing when I heard the new intro the first time, and Mike said the exact same response of it being a terrible impression or accent. So, yeah, we're just going to not do any of those today because
that's what you do.
It was a rough weekend. It was a little bit of a rough weekend. I mean, there was nothing worth gambling on whatsoever on TV. And my fantasy hockey team lost because this post All-Star game schedule still isn't like evened out. I lost to a 5-11 squad. So I'm just glad that it's a new week and it's on to Cincinnati.
We're on to Cincinnati. Scott chiming in live for the first time in a while. He said, setting the over under on people who remember Damon Jones at one. I would take
hammer that under.
Yeah, I mean, well, we at least know Mookie does.
So I was gonna say, you got to set it at least at 1.5.
Let's do 1.5, and yeah, and now I'm taking the under.
Exclude the three of us, and then the over unders at one, and I'm still hammering the under. And,
yeah, at that point, if we're excluding us, then yes, the under.
Are you also excluding Scott though? Because he clearly knows.
Yes,
yes, yes. He proposed the line.
I was gonna say, he put the bet out there, and then
people who don't count. So
listen, anybody who remembers Damon Jones doesn't count. Yeah. We'll set the over under on
up to and including Damon Jones. He doesn't get to bet.
You know, can't bet on this one. On one hand. hand, this is the worst sports book, and I would never bet with you guys the way you're moving the line. But since I'm on this side of it, dude, I'm fucking for it. Let's shift some goalposts.
This is just what Vegas does, baby. That's how they do it. That's how they make their money. Robert Taylor Scott saying, I bet if the result was different, we surely would not be on baseball.
Which shows how little you know me, but carry on.
And Matt Barr said, Mike confirmed Big Cruise guy.
Yep, big Cruise guy.
Absolutely. I ate so much seafood at dinner. I was hammering 5 meals a day on the cruise. It was fantastic. Dude,
that's the way to do it.
You got
to
get your money's worth.
And then, okay, so I know I wasn't allowed to drink. Okay. They said no drinking on these drugs, but you know, you get there and one of the bartenders says, hey, we have Buffalo Trace. Double is $14. And I was like, well, I can't pass up this deal. This is it. I got it. I can't not drink this because this would be like $25 at home. So yes, I'll take a double of Buffalo Trace.
Dude, this is where I have to have an intervention with you about your drinking habits and how it's affecting your life. Because anyone who goes on a cruise knows you get the all-inclusive drink package because then you can make your money back like that.
Yes, and normally I would, except Disney cruises do not have all-inclusive
drink. Are you serious?
So you have to buy, you have to buy.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
They know what they're doing, man. They know what they're doing.
But that's terrible. That's just terrible.
I could have bought a 6-pack of beer prior to the cruise, and they would have delivered it to my stateroom on the first night. But I wasn't about to spend $35 on a 6-pack of Heineken Zero. So I was like, you know what? I'll just deal with it there.
Good economic call.
Oh my
lord! No, it was a horrible economic call because then I just bought Heineken Zeros throughout.
Oh, the
day. It was like, well, wow, shit.
Yeah, you're dumb.
See, that's where you got
to
start.
I thought you meant you just weren't gonna make that decision to buy that at all. Like, not, oh, I'm gonna buy it individually, you moron.
No, yeah. I just bought it individually. Although I did have a moment at the free drink dispenser, like they have a soda dispenser, and I blew some kid's mind because I made myself an Arnold Palmer with the lemonade and the iced tea. And this kid didn't realize you could mix. Yeah, that's how you make an Arnold Palmer.
Oh, okay.
This kid did not realize you could mix the drinks in the cup. Blew his mind. I changed that kid's life forever.
Tell me you showed him what a suicide was too, though. Like, did you go that far with it?
No,
come on.
Because he's an adult on a Disney cruise, not a child.
But see, the gift you would have been giving that kid's parents if you had shown him how to make that would have been fantastic.
But he knows now. He knows because every kid, once you realize you can mix, is able. They put.
Yeah, but it's not good.
No,
so it's not worth it.
So Mike, even when not with us in the show on Tuesday, Mike hit one of these. Out there educating America's youth. It's admirable of you. Honestly, I tip my hat to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Biscuit said, is there all you can eat seafood, though? I will pay for my cruise and trip alone. There was food, and fair. I ate as much as I could. It was good. It was good eats. It was very good eats on the
Did you ever eat so much you almost got sick and puked?
No. Never hit that point.
I'm good for that at least twice a cruise. If it's a 7-day one, like it's almost inevitable. That's what's happening at some point. Because it's also all you can eat cake.
Well, Disney cruises all you can eat ice cream. They got
soft serve dispensers.
Yeah, soft serve dispensers. Dude,
yeah,
it was a good time. Highly recommend. If you got kids, it's a fun way to spend a vacation. I could talk all night about Disney cruise. I'm not going to, though, because we got so much to get to tonight. The pack.
We've got much more important things to talk.
Well,
about.
I mean, before we completely move off it, though, I do say it looks good to see you with some color in your face too. So, how much time over under 14 and a half minutes did you spend out in direct sunlight on this cruise?
I spent a lot of time in direct sunlight. It was one day that was just out at sea. The first day was just at sea. So we were outside the entire time in the middle of the Caribbean Sea. And I don't know what sunscreen my wife got, but that shit would not come off in the shower. Like, I would shower and it was on me. I was like, this is not fun. So I looked whiter throughout the cruise because the sunscreen just would not come off of me. It was rough. but no burns. So it's a good, it's
that's,
a good,
that's the impressive experience. Part. Like the liquid
cellophane, belly button on the first day in Florida. And then that was it. After that, no more.
The good news though, is with that sunscreen that won't come off, you climbed into a bed and wiped it all over sheets that aren't yours. So who gives a shit? that's my thing. That's a pain in the ass if you're going to go to bed in your own sheets that night. But in the cruise, I'm like, oh, well, fuck it.
Not my shit.
I need bed turned down.
It's so true, man. Oh my god, every day I was like, these sheets are disgusting, can we get new ones? Tons to get to tonight. The Pac-12 is officially dead. We got to talk about Anthony Rendon and his outlook on baseball. Also, it is time to fade the A's again, Mookie. We'll talk
about I'm that. So excited. I got my spreadsheet ready, dude.
I want to get Mookie's input. There is going to be, I'm warning you guys ahead of time, there will be a soccer story tonight, but it's a weird one, and I think you guys will kind of get into it. Also, we have a fart gate in pro darts that we need to talk about. It's, as Matt Barr said before the show in our group chat, it is the Super Bowl of fart gates in relationship to darts. All of that plus tons more this show, so stick around. Let's talk first about these beers that we are drinking. We will rate them on the Caesar scale, dog or no dog. Scott, what's in your mug? Is it a dog or not?
I went local tonight because I was super excited to see that Listerman's cans had made it up on my neck of the woods all the way up here. So I am drinking Smorty, an 8.5% pastry stout. Yeah, again, I did it mostly because it's Listerman. I may have had this one, but it doesn't fucking matter. All the good things that you're expecting from a s'more, graham cracker, chocolate, little marshmallow flavor added in there. 8.5%, dog as hell.
Yeah, I remember that one. I think we did do that one on the show.
Yeah, it sounded familiar, but I was just so excited to see Listerman canning up here. I was it.
Hell yeah, man. I'm glad to see them expand outside of like the 275 loop.
Yeah, two little 16 ouncers too. So
nice. Ooh, very nice. Mookie, what are you drinking? Dog or no dog?
Oh, I'm with my usual dog over here, Budweiser Zero. I was doubting a little bit this weekend. We had some friends come in town. Shout out to Towns, Mike and Kayla. Introduced them to their first non-alcoholic beer. And they said, oh, it's not bad, but didn't finish it. So I was like, shit, man, maybe I've just like lost my taste and I don't know what good beer is. But this Budweiser Zero will always be a dog and old reliable, man.
I gotta be honest, Mookie, the Heineken Zeros that I had were not bad at all. Those are
solid, right? Like
very solid non-alcohol.
Put them, especially where you were at, like they're perfect for like a hot summer day situation. Like they go down easy, you're well hydrated, you know, you've got something you can hold while you're, you know, batting volleyball around or whatever, you know, water sport.
Much, though. It was rough.
That's the downside is like, I feel like if it's not alcoholic, you should get some other benefits because you're not getting drunk and you still have to pee all the time. So it's just kind of, and the bloating. Oh my God. I was real bloated this weekend. Cause I might have a problem. I guess 10 Budweiser Zeros is too much. Apparently that's the,
do we have to have an intervention for your non-alcoholic beer drinking, Mookie?
Yeah, maybe because
craft brew bloating. Like, come on, what are we doing? What are we doing?
You're so old. God, that's terrible. Let's check the chat and see what you guys are drinking. Did you just snort, bro?
I did because Robert Taylor coming in here going Budweiser Zero, which is the same amount of time Mookie should be allowed to talk about Budweiser Zero. Which, yes, I did snort over that, Robert. So cheers to you, mate. That was a good
well
one.
Well done. That might be better than a rap air horn. Get snort. Robert is drinking something different tonight. Untitled Art 7% Black Seltzer. Way to celebrate Black History Month, Robert. That's it. That's all you get, he says.
Fuck the White right. House seltzers, get the rest of the year.
Gabe said earlier that it's time to go to Carnival and party with Shaq. That might be right. They have great drink packages on the Carnival. Matt Barr said the subway in Percival, Virginia distributed suicides way more often than they ever thought they would. So there you go, Mookie. Matt Barr's on the suicide train there for
man. For the soda. Shit's legit.
Rex-a-million is drinking New Belgium's Hop Raider IPA. It is a dog. Gabe is drinking Key Bump Pure Snow. No way that is the name of that beer. That is amazing. From Hoofhearted Brewing. All right, that makes
sense.
Also, great brewery name. You guys, yes. Have we talked about Hoofhearted before?
I don't think so.
Maybe on the show.
I feel like we've talked about them before. It's such a good brewery name when you say it fast enough. Because it's
Hoofhearted.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
Hoofhearted. They named their brewery Hoofhearted. Awesome. It's amazing. So yes, that name does make sense then for a Hoofhearted Brewing. Key Bump Pure Snow. It's a triple IPA, 10.5%.
Yeah, man, that thing claps.
Woo! It is a dog.
All the clapping.
I did not know this. Mookie, get the more you know. Sarah said,
yeah,
out for that all you can eat show.
Really?
You developed an allergy from overconsumption? What? Huh. Hit it, Mookie. That's terrible.
That sounds awful.
You can attest. I must push that you have an allergy.
I developed a shrimp allergy at 22, and it used to be like my favorite thing to eat all the time. Would be my go-to, and your body will just get sick of it and be like, "Fuck you, dude!" And then you can never eat shrimp again. Or see, I can eat lobster. I can eat other shellfish, thank God. But like, even some of those are starting to piss my body off, and it's not fun.
Is that only a shellfish thing? Like, I've never heard of. Thank God it's not a beer.
You can do a dairy too, because like if you eat too much ice cream, like if you're on a Disney cruise and you constantly walk around with a soft serve cone in your hand, you could develop lactose intolerance.
That's crazy. I had no idea.
So again, YOLO, go hard, get it while you can.
I love that Mookie's answer to everything in everything in moderation is just YOLO, go hard. Get it.
We ball.
Fuck it. We ball. Matt Barr said NYC 1, Matt Barr 0. Back to water for a couple of days.
Us old ass men sitting in the club with a plate of shrimp and a glass of milk. Fuck your rules. Fuck your allergies.
YOLO.
I need all of the shrimp you got and a glass of milk. We're getting allergies out of the way tonight, right here.
Tonight we live forever, bitches. Let's go.
Goddamn. So washed.
Mookie Biscuit had a question. Is there a non-alcoholic beer brewed in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
From a place called Athletic Brewing you should check out. Have you had any of the Athletic
Brewing? I have. I'm a firm believer. They're
brewed in Cincinnati.
I'm a firm believer in two things. One, the no thank you bite. Like, you always got to try it. You can not like it, but you got to try it before you, like, pass on it. And I always try everything twice. Because you could try it once, it could be, like, a bad rendition of it. And so I've tried Athletic Brewing on no less than 3 occasions, and they're just not that good. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's some about it where it's just, like, tastes like cheap soda.
Mmm. I see.
Again, to be fair, it is hard to make a good non-alcoholic IPA. I had a non-alcoholic Old Fashioned this last week at dinner. Fucking sucked. Waste of money. Don't ever do it.
Really? I was looking. I was eyeing up the non-alcoholic bourbons. I was looking
because you what it is, and it sounds so like obvious, but like you miss the bite of the alcohol. Mm. Like the whiskey doesn't have that like bitterness or that bite to round out the drink, and so it's like I'm just drinking like sweet syrupy shit.
Yeah, that's no good.
It hurt my soul, so I ate a big fucking thing of short rib and
I thought that was definitely going towards shellfish.
Yeah, I thought so too. I had a big old plate of shrimp and shat my brains out for 3 hours.
It comes out the other side. That's the problem. Otherwise I'd probably go for it, because it's like, fine, that's why they make toilets, you know, like home court, you're fine.
I'm staying local tonight. I went with Rheingeist's Beer for Humans. It's a light one, 4.5%. They call it an easy hop ale. For Rheingeist, that is crazy that they would have a beer that's not super hoppy. But it's pretty solid. I'd give it a dog status. It's like puppy. We'll call it a puppy. It's not quite dog yet, but it's all right. It's pretty good.
It's getting there.
Let us know what you guys
think. One of those puppies with big ass paws. You're like, that fucker's gonna get huge later.
It's gonna be gigantic. Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Let us know in the comments what you're drinking. Rate it on the Caesar scale, dog or no dog. Scott, it's been a long time, but let's go ahead and start the show off with some baseball.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
It's officially spring training time, Scott. The games start at the end of the week. Pitchers and catchers reported last week. We got the full squad in there now. I'm seeing videos of the bat cracking, people taking infield practice. Today, Ellie De La Cruz hit a foul ball and crushed Hunter Green's window in the player parking lot. I love it. Baseball's back, baby.
Hell yes. The getting the window broken was like the biggest news. I must have gotten 5 alerts on my phone about that fucking window getting busted out. I'm like, it is a slow news day, but I'm here for it.
You know what the funniest part about that was? I was telling Mookie before the show about that story, and I was like, hey, everybody was really pumped that it was Ellie versus Hunter, and they were going up against each other, and Ellie hit a foul ball, and it broke Hunter's window. And Mookie was like, what happened in the rest of the at-bat? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, no idea. No idea how the at-bat turned out, just the foul ball. Like, the foul ball and the outcome of Hunter Green telling him he was going to pay for it. That was it. Don't know how any of the rest of it went. I have no clue what the count was when that ball hit. No idea how it ended. No idea what happened. It just broken window. Saw a picture of the window too. No video or evidence of the at bat. Somebody could have just chucked that ball at the window for all I know, but there it was. The whole world. Like I said, this is the beat. This was almost as big as Ohtani to Toronto in the flight track. It's that type of day.
God, I love spring training and the dumbass stories that we get. Like the other day, it was like, wow, Giancarlo Stanton, he's in shape. That's a big deal. That dude's in shape.
The best shape of your life, the angle. Like, I love it. Like, this is the start. Hope springs eternal, baby. And there's people convincing themselves right now that Giancarlo Stanton's going to play more than 100 games. He ain't playing more than 100 fucking games. He ain't. It's so great, though. He looks good.
Looks great. Looks
best,
great.
Best shape of his life, in fact. That's what I would categorize him as.
Speaking of not playing 100 games, Anthony Rendon was in the news because in an interview.
Wait. Real quick. There was one more, too, on the random spring training thing. I have way too many alerts, but it was one that said, like, list of pitchers that are working on new pitches. Because, you know, that's another thing. It's like everybody, you know, we've been tinkering. Yeah, we've been tinkering. The list is like, you know, X pitcher working on this, X pitcher working on that. Kodai Senga. It just said next to him something. It didn't have classified. It just said something. And something was in quotes. That's just like came back to camp, ready to go, ready for the season. I'm working on something. People are like, oh, got to catalog this. Like,
oh, wow. working on
brewing up something big. It's coming. Spring training, y'all.
Mookie's reaction is so...
It's going to be such a long summer. Like, all I can think of is, like, Little League is so far away. Like, that's at least not until July. It's not even March.
Oh, God.
It's not March. But it is spring training. All that matters, Mookie. Yeah. I have been looking forward to spring training for so long. But we mentioned it. I mentioned Anthony Rendon. So Anthony Rendon, if you don't know, signed a gigantic deal with the Angels and has played like 12 games total. He's basically getting paid like $50 million a game that since he signed his contract. That's how little he plays. And he's making headlines this week because in an interview he said, baseball's not a top priority. I'm a baseball player. I make millions of dollars. It's not a top priority for me. Scott, when you heard this story, how hard did you laugh? Because I laughed really damn hard.
It was one of those, like, consider the sources. Like, if you said, all right, pick any MLB player, just blindly, just pick an MLB player that today said, baseball is not really a priority. It's just my job. It's just the thing I do to get paid. You know, I probably would have picked Anthony Rendon sight unseen. Like, this was like the company line is like, oh, that fucking tracks. That makes total sense. The guy who a month ago was getting railed for doing just a random podcast could have been like us. Could have been just Anthony Rendon just hanging out with three dudes. Just randomly is like, we should shorten the season. We play too many fucking games. Like, it's too many baseball games. Like, I don't really like baseball. That same guy, a month and a half later, is like, hey, it's not really a thing. Just do it. It's just a job. Just a job. Regular 9 to 5. Watch the clock. Fuck it.
I just clock in, and then I clock out, and I go home.
I just want to be left alone.
I leave it at the park. I don't take this stuff home with me. I leave it at, you know. Like, come on. It's just a job. I'm just a guy just doing a job.
Oh, my God.
Guys, since 2020. Now, 2020, we're going to ignore because that was the COVID shortened season. So let's skip that one. But in 2021, Anthony Rendon appeared in 58 games. In 2022, he appeared in 47. And in 2023, he appeared in 43. Anthony Rendon, I don't think has played a full season over the last 3 years.
Also, wait. So you said you wanted to skip COVID, but I think this is actually prudent. How many games did he play the COVID year? Because percentage-wise, the COVID year is the year that he's played the highest percentage of his team's games during this contract. That is wild and completely predictable at the same time. Like, was healthy the year of the pandemic. Like, everybody else is dying. Anthony Rendon was like, I'm here to play ball. Where's everybody at? No fans in the stands.
Well, you know why? Is this? You know why, right? Shortened season.
Motivated. He's like, hey guys, we're on the clock here. Like, I'm here to play them all. Like, 50 games, that's my fucking wheelhouse. Like, I'll be here full season. Full season. They can't say I didn't play a full season now, bitches.
He came in 10th in the MVP voting that year.
See? We need smaller sample sizes. Smaller sample sizes shake out. I look damn fucking good. Also, the idea that he's like, I don't, you know, baseball is just a thing that it's just my job or whatever. How many people in this world can say that over the course of the last 4 years of their job, that they've only been in attendance at that job for like 20% of the time? And kept their fucking job. No worries about losing their job.
It's baseball, man.
I go what I want.
You bat 300, you're successful 30% of the time on offense, and people love you. It's the same damn thing. Like, it's consistent. Come on. Oh, Sarah.
Sarah, yeah. Answering every politician, Scott.
Yeah. Accurate.
Facts.
I gotta go back because there's a couple good ones from Matt Barr here. So first of all, he said, Scott, the Mets just couldn't afford a Japanese translator is what probably happened with working on something. And then he also said, and this one kind of stings, but get the rap air horn ready. You'd think Hunter would have parked somewhere else, but where is he going to go? Keep that rap air horn ready because Scott said the only person that hates baseball more than Anthony Rendon. That's a great take. That's so true.
I'll say I don't want to shift to baseball or basketball yet, but like, who hates their sport more, Rob Manfred or Adam Silver?
Manfred easily.
I think so.
Also, the only person I know that is like, guys, I'm hanging them up. In 5 years. Like, talk about wanting a retirement tour. Like, are we supposed to celebrate Rob for 5 years? Like, I got super excited. And then it was like, I'm not coming back at the end of my term. Oh, cool. Well, like, most people aren't. He's like, I'm going to be 70. Like, oh, cool. I hope I can retire when I'm fucking 70.
What's he going to do? Run for president? Is that the plan?
Probably. I hear that's a good age for it.
He'd be a young buck running for it at 70. Like, damn, who's this young guy running for president?
So handsome. He can't age if you start out old.
JB saying Silver doesn't hate basketball. He superstands it and refuses to make it any better. And I think that's correct, Mookie. He's too into basketball. Refuses to change.
He super stands it. Is that like a reference to Stan, like Eminem Stan?
You've never heard that
term? No. Stan? Clearly. What?
You've really never heard that? Like, ever? You've never heard people be like, oh my God, LeBron stans really drive me crazy. Like, you've never heard that term before.
Like, stan as a verb.
Nope.
Wow.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I thought I was the oldest one on this show.
No. Christ, I'm not buying this. I'm not buying this.
All right, fine. Yeah, like, I would spend time making this shit up, Scott. Come on.
I don't know how you exist in the year of our Lord 2024 and you've never heard the term stan. Like, I don't get that. But yes, it's a reference to the Eminem song, and like, fans who are overly crazy about a person is now referred to as a stan.
Cool. All right, man. Oh, hold on. Let's go. We should probably hit it though, right? Cuz
that's good.
No, that's not the one.
What are you talking about? We learned something.
That's
else
not the
now.
One.
Get the drop. You know what? Fuck you. I'll get the drop that you deserve.
Move this man. Move!
Making me do extra work over here. Moving.
Seriously, I don't buy that one, but fine.
Look, I'm not making it up, but also Scott, get spot on with, I like how Disappointment with Mookie is basically a weekly segment.
It's a segment that occurs multiple times in a show. Like, it's segment that happens outside of the show too, like in the group. Damn it, man.
Bar saying doesn't have the heart to tell Mookie what happened to Tupac in 1996.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's solid.
Mookie's got his fingers crossed that Ross and Rachel still end up together. He's not sure how it turns out.
I gotta be honest, dude. I tried to watch Friends all the way through, like, it was a while ago, and I couldn't do it. It was just, I love Joey. That's my guy right there. Like, him and I clearly.
You're the shocker.
Mother, but, yeah, you want to talk about eating a cold sandwich?
Shocker. That's the least shocking. You are the Joey of this show and so many others. Like, there's no doubt. Like, you being a fan of Joey is the least shocking thing that's ever happened on this show, probably.
I'm honored. I honestly feel truly blessed.
All right, wait, hold on. This sucks. This sucks because if Mookie's Joey, Scott's the smart ass, so he's Chandler. So that makes me Ross. God damn it.
Yeah.
Logical conclusion. Sorry, bro.
This sucks.
See,
you're more of a Phoebe if it makes you feel any better.
Yo, you know Phoebe be freaky. Like,
oh, I guess that is me. Wait, what? Shitty saying, to be fair, Joey is the best character on the
show. Well, yeah, he is. Yeah, but obviously. Also, like, is that not Mookie? Like, is Joey not Mookie? Like, just completely oblivious to, like, everything.
Yep. Rex, thank you. Rex,
also. Yes, see?
Why do I give off such big Phoebe vibes? What about me putting out Phoebe? Like, that's a weird vibe to put out, but I'll take it. It's cool. Cookie's favorite sports movie is Ed with Joey in the gym. Since we're talking to Mookie and his degenerate ass, Mookie, it's about time to fade the A's. We tried it last year with the Reds as a form of protest. It did not work out well. But there were two teams that if you faded, you ended up pretty well, Kansas City and Oakland. This year, the Oakland A's have a historically bad over-under. 56.5 games is what their over-under is set at. It is the lowest over-under for any team since 1990 when they started tracking the over and under for teams. Damn. So the A's are poised to be historically bad. So Mookie, are we getting on the fade the A's train this year?
Hell fucking yeah, dude. I can't wait. Like, it's a guarantee, basically, right? Like, there was nothing wrong with the approach of fade the Reds last year other than they turned out to be decent. Like,
they outperformed.
But even then, if we would have stuck it out to the end, I still think it would have worked out, I think.
As long as you stick to the formula, right? The formula, yeah, you gotta stick to the formula. You bet a single unit every time they win. If they win, the next day, you bet a unit. If they lose, you double up, and then you bet on them to lose 2 units.
Yep.
Where it gets tricky and where the Reds screwed me last year was the Reds would go in streaks where they would win like 7 or 8 games in a row and then lose 10 games in a row. It was like, all right, they're losing, we're good. And then they start winning, and it's like, oh, shit. And next thing I know, I've got like 35 units on the Reds to lose, and they win again. And I'm like, son of a bitch, I can't do it anymore. I can't keep feeding this DraftKings account. But Mookie, you think we should stick with it the entire season and faith games?
I'm doing it, man. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do it. I feel confident. I'll start with like $20 maybe. Well, see, that's the other thing. I'm sitting real fucking pretty right now after football season, the NHL All-Star game. So like, I got money to burn. So yeah, let's go. We have to wait till the regular season starts, right? You can't do this spring training.
That'd be a bad idea. There's too many games that end in ties and it's split squad.
Do they even put lines on spring training games?
I'm sure they do. I don't know. Absolutely. Mookie, do they put lines on?
I was just going to say, I'm like, well, there's only one person to ask. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they? It's a sport. The only thing I've never gambled on so far is the NBA All-Star game. Like, that's how bad that shit was. I'm checking right now, see if it's
That would have been an amazing transition later.
it would have really been a good one when we get to basketball. Mookie's really trying to shoehorn in some basketball talk tonight and override this baseball talk, because that's the second time that he's been like, you know what, I'm talking basketball here, like we're talking
dude, I'm looking forward to it. I'm in, man. Like, I think the last half of the season here, even though it's like the last third or whatever, it's going to be entertaining. There's going to be games to watch.
It's the last third of the season. It just started on Christmas Day. Well, 2 months into the season, Mookie.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right in that regard.
But Anthony Rendon should be playing basketball, it sounds like. Sounds like it's his speed. How many games? It starts on Christmas? I'm in.
But see, it was a little different this year.
Hell yes.
They had that preseason tournament they kept calling the in-season tournament, which actually was pretty decent to watch.
It was in-season. It wasn't preseason.
Well, but it was before Christmas, so it was preseason.
Good point. Valid point. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, that was quick thinking, Mookie, because you definitely flubbed that one. But well,
oh, no, I knew exactly what I was saying that time, unlike with the stand stuff. Fair. I walked into that one organically. We got a lot. There's a lot of options. There's a lot of value on the table. I think that's the important thing with basketball. There's a lot of opportunities to make some money and watch some teams on the stretch. This may be the year the Seas do it. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that out loud?
That what? Who does what?
The Celtics. No. They're looking good. No. Okay.
Mookie, it's not basketball time yet. We haven't hit that drop. Quit trying to shoehorn basketball time.
Well, you told you. This ain't my fault.
It's talking to talk the A's and they're historically bad over under. Like, that's where we're talking gambling.
Oh, right. Well, the preseason.
We're talking gambling because of you.
Okay. So, what do you want to know?
Nothing. It's just you're trying to steer us away from gambling. So,
Scott, I have a question for you. One of the lines that you can bet on is for any team to have their over under for any team to hit like the high record is 106.5. Do you think any team is going to have 107 wins this year in the regular season?
No. Oh, I thought you wanted me to Mookie that.
You cheered up like you were going to finish a thought. No.
I thought you wanted me to Mookie that. Just drop in the one word answer and give nothing else. No, because 107 wins is like an absurd number to get to. Just getting to 100 is pretty monumental. Getting to 107, like, no, I don't see it. There's no, like, there's too many ways to take your foot off the gas when you get to like 100 wins. Plus, there's no incentive at all, like absolutely anymore, to burn out your guys. Like, we're seeing it now where these teams are getting bounced because they have to wait too long after the season ends because they get the buys or whatever the fuck, like, and then they got to rest. So I don't think there's any incentive at all to win that many games.
According to Vegas, there's really two teams that have a shot at it.
The Dodgers and the Braves.
Yes, the Dodgers and the Braves. The Dodgers are sitting at their over-under is 103.5, and the Braves over-under is 101.5.
They want people to take that bet, but I wouldn't. I would hammer that under. 107 is – that's a tough number to get to.
It is definitely the favored bet. It's minus 135 to hit under 106.5. I don't see either the Braves or the Dodgers getting to 107. I would say the Braves have a better shot at it just looking at their division, but that's a lot. That's a lot of wins, man. Yeah. Do you think the Braves go over the 101.5?
102. No, I think that they're going to finish just under. I got them like somewhere around like 99 wins. That sounds about right. Because I think they finished with 101 last year.
Yeah, they were over 100.
Yeah, they were like right at that mark. So I would take, yeah, I think they're going to peel off just a little bit there at the back end. So 99, I think, is probably where they'll finish. 98, 99.
Moogie, damn. I see you laughing at Biscuit's comment. I know.
Yeah, I saw that.
He said, are we sure there were people that lost the Emmy to Mookie, or was he the only one?
I'm laughing because I'm like, listen, bitch, we beat NBC and ESPN and CBS Sports, so eat it. Scott's saying four teams have won 107 since 2018.
That's like four more than I would have thought.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That number is high.
Considering one of those years, too. So four teams have done it since 2018.
Is he correcting himself and say 104 in his next?
Did he mean to say
104?
No, yeah, because 104. The Braves hit. Does he think the Braves hit 104?
That's what I thought he was saying, is the Braves hit 104.
Oh.
That's so many games. That's too many games. Anthony Rendon is right. That's too many games, man. Like, we need less baseball.
You son of a bitch.
Get out
of
here.
How dare you say that as spring training is starting?
For real.
To say we need less
baseball. No, because this is the bullshit. The
100 looked it up, and I can't start fading the A's for over a fucking month. The 28th is when the first game is. This is ridiculous. Why are we waiting so long? Let's
go. Biscuit's saying that he doesn't think that the Dodgers will win 100 games.
Wow.
I don't know if that's hot or not. I kind of like that, too. Like, I think that they'll win, like, both Braves and Dodgers finish under 100. How's that for a hot take? Like,
wow.
They both finish under 100.
Scorcher. Yeah. Scorcher, you didn't even fire up the barbecue for that hot take, Scott. Good Lord, man.
You guys get that one for free.
Get it out there. Whew, yeah. That's charbroiled, man. That's a brick. That's what that is. all right, so one more question as it relates as we look forward to this season. I got to know how you guys feel about the Reds. Now, last year, the Reds had a pretty low over.
They owe me money.
Overperformed. The Reds are set at 82.5. So do the Reds go over 82.5 or
82? So literally 500.
500. Like, are they above 500 or below 500?
I'm going to say they're over. I'm going to say they're over 500. Not by a lot, but I bet you're going to be 85 wins.
That's
like
so exciting.
85 and whatever the minus is.
If they're over 500, they're right in the mix for that National League Central. Oh, God damn it, Scott. Over or under 500 for the Reds?
I'm going to put them at 87. I got
over. Oh, man. Woo. I just went 6 to midnight. Oh, my God. 87 wins sounds amazing. Woo-wee. That might put – Scott, 87 wins. You could win the Central with that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think they've got a great chance to win the Central. Central's kind of – and the idea of them beating up on each other most of the year, 87 wins sounds like it'll win you that division for sure.
I'm so excited. And Matt Barr, I refuse this negativity that they go 81-81 and miss the playoffs by one game. I refuse this negativity from you. I reject it, and I do not accept it.
You know what, Matt, would be even better is if they go 80-81 and miss by a half game. And there's like a game that's rained out that they opt to not make up because it wouldn't affect the outcomes or the standings or something like that.
If they're out by half a game.
There's some way they could work it out and get screwed. It'll be epic and it'll be an all timer.
JB wants to know better team next season, the Reds or the Tigers. The Tigers over under is set at 80.5. So Vegas thinks that the Reds will be slightly better than the Tigers this year. Scott, what do you think? Reds or Tigers?
I was just gonna say I like I like the Reds more, but not by a lot. Like the Tigers should be a pretty solid team. They're up and coming. I like the Tigers, but I don't think they'll win more than the Reds. Yeah, I'll take the Reds, but not by that much.
Mookie, what's your uneducated opinion about this? Reds,
they're gonna win 95 games.
You're so full of shit.
Detroit baseball, baby. Woo!
Shitty trying to talk me down, rein me in, pull me back to reality. He said, don't do it, Sherm. We'll finish with 79 wins and miss the Central by 6 games. That's true. They are setting up for, like, all of the rookies to have a sophomore slump this year and be just dog shit horrible. Like, those guys were out of their minds last year.
I know, but I can't see, like, them still, like – Even if they do all like regress a little bit, like that division's really bad. So, I mean, they could still regress a little bit and probably still find their way to 85 to 87 wins. Like that's the thing. Like, I don't think that they're great, and I do expect them to fall back just a little bit, but they're in a bad division.
The Cardinals are projected to win the Central, and their over-under is 84.5.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not – there really isn't that much that you're talking about them having to do. It's only flipping a couple of games against the Cardinals probably, and the Cardinals aren't very good. So, like, people are predicting that they'll just have a bounce back because of the Cardinals, and, like, they can't be that shitty again. But what if they are? what if they didn't get that much better?
What if they are? I have a chubby again, like 6 to midnight. If the Cardinals have back-to-back bad seasons, Scott saying the Tigers are helped by a horrible division, but the Reds are the better team.
I'd buy that, right? Like,
they both play in bad divisions, but the Reds are better than the Tigers are at this point. Like, the gap is closing, and it's closed. And this offseason, it's closed a little bit more than I think people realize. Like, the Tigers are a pretty solid team, like, for young team.
Ellie, though. Ellie De La Cruz is so – oh, it's so – I love
Tyson's him. Talking shit about him in the comments.
I know. I saw him. First of all, I called him Ellie De La Soul, so I refused to bring him.
The problem is, though, you can't argue with Tyson. He really had a good half a season. Like, the way he peaked – could have been awesome, but if that's like the top end and then the bottom end fell out for him to be basically good, average to good, right?
There's so little stock that you can put into like a rookie season when you're talking about like the floor. Like, he's probably somewhere in the middle of what he did last year. Like, he's like, his amazing highs aren't gonna be what you should expect. But he's not going to be that terrible.
But his floor is going to be a little bit higher now that he's got his season under his belt. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, baseball's hard to adjust to. I mean, like, the fact that he did what he did in the limited time
so
he did.
So many games. I bet, again, if it was Rendon-style season, solid, man.
I was just going to say, Ellie's probably advocating for half seasons, too. He's like, 50 games sound pretty good. People would love me even more.
I don't know
if how much I would love Ellie for a 50 game season. Oh my god. Oh, that dude would be the greatest baseball player of all time if it was a 50 game season. Sorry, Mookie, I cut you off.
I was just gonna say someone might need to take the bourbon away from Rex because he's saying the Guardians are gonna win the whole thing. Or sorry, to win the title whole thing. So clearly he's hammered.
I'm so excited for baseball. Well, I can't wait.
Don't get too excited because we still have like 35 days till they fucking start. So like, you don't want to blow your load.
Quit raining on parades, Jesus, dude.
Yeah, why you gotta?
Oh, spring's eternal.
Because until I can bet on it, it's not real, and I just don't really give a shit. Because all it is broken.
That's an interesting way to go about life. If I can't bet on it, it's not real.
Who isn't having fun because you're the party's degenerate gambler.
What a life philosophy. Like, that's what it is to start going through things. Can I gamble on it? No, then it's not real. It's not actually happening.
They don't
take it. Andrew, take this woman's hand. Wait, can I gamble on this? No, fuck this. I'm out. Just turns and walks away.
Which, you know, is a goddamn lie, because if you didn't have some poolside action at my wedding, I'm going to be pissed at y'all. Because that's the only way to go to weddings these days, is to run a pool on them. Like, have you never been in a wedding pool?
No, never.
Not one. Oh, dude. What exactly are you betting on in the wedding pool? What is the wedding pool set up for?
So there's obviously different ways you can do it, but basically it's a series of prop bets that you can either bet off on each bet, or you can sum the points at the end of the night and winner take all. So, like, will there be a bridesmaid that falls trying to catch the bouquet toss? Or will the pastor say, speak now or forever hold your peace? Like, because you can also work the angles in it, right? So, like, that one hits because they rarely say that shit anymore. So if you put money down on that, you get like 5 points, or you get odds in your favor if you're just doing individual bets.
There's not a wedding pool. You're just running a book. Like,
okay, fine, a wedding book, then, whatever you want to call it. Like, there's different ways to do it, but like, it's a fucking blast, man.
You don't know what a pool is because you're like, well, it's cool. You just set up prop bets and then you give everybody odds, and then sometimes you pay out, but not often. Most of the time, you win because you're the house.
No. But you could run it as a pool.
The house has a pool. It's great. It's great.
Mookie just walks into every avenue of his life trying to form a book. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Can this be gambled on? No, then I'm not interested.
Like, it's like the Super Bowl prop bet pool I was in, where the guy sent out 20 things, you confidence rank voted on them, like you picked the national anthem over under. So you could run it like that too, where we've done like a single payout jackpot style, but then there's other times that people just want to do individual bets because you can't get enough people to get a solid pool together. But it's a lot of fun.
Gabe with a great question. Has anyone been to a wedding that's been stopped? Never. I've never experienced it. I've never had the priest ask, speak now or forever hold your peace. Like, there's never been an opportunity to do so. Like, I've never seen it happen ever.
That would be awesome, though.
Would it?
Awesome? I was just going to say, are you sure? The course of the rest of the evening.
Let me rephrase. It's got to be the right relationship. Like, if it's like your wife's cousin that you're kind of like, you see every once in a while, but you're there, you really just don't care too much. Like, where if the wedding gets stopped and called off, like, cool, we're just going to go hit the bars anyways. Cause, like, yeah, it sucks for your cousin, but it doesn't like ruin your night.
Do you take back the gift if that happens? Like, if you've already put it on the table and then that you take it back, right? Because you're not getting your food. Like, there's not going to be a reception, so you're not getting your food. So you should be allowed to take that gift back.
Look, I'm trying to take back the gift at weddings that I do get fed. Like, let's be fucking perfectly honest. Like, they're not going to miss this one, right? Like, look at this table full of gifts. They're not going to notice. Like, by the time they go back and backtrack, they saw me here. They saw me set down the gift. As long as they don't see me leave with it.
So, Scott, you would love this. There's a tradition in my dad's side of the family where if you're giving like a check as the wedding present, that you don't fill out the dollar amount until after dinner is served.
Hell yes.
Like, if they played out a really shit meal, you can make sure you reflect that in the dollar amount you end up with. But if they throw a hell of a party, you still have room to kind of make it worth
it. Look, I'm all about the rolling gifts, man. Like, there's levels to this shit. Like, you can, it's just like any type of service. The better the service, the better the gift, the better the tip, the better the reward. Like, I'm not coming to your wedding and then, you know, you have shit. I'm not. There's been multiple weddings that I'm like, I should probably go grab that gift. Like, I wish I would have went cheaper on this one. Like, swing and a miss. The problem is it just means that future weddings are getting cheated. So, I mean, it's all going to average out correctly in my favor.
I just want to go hang out at a wedding with the two of you because Joey over here is setting up a book. Chandler's trying to figure out how to steal the card back after setting it down. You two are a goddamn sitcom at a wedding just trying to steam your way into making money and getting your money back. It's amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. I'm flabbergasted by you too.
Capitalism's beautiful, baby. You gotta love it. Scott, I'm not ashamed. I'm proud of us.
There's only a couple things I want to do at a wedding if I'm invited and I'm like, and I like don't actually care about the person. I want a good meal. I want to belt up Don't Stop Believing at some point. And preferably, I want to come away with something of value. If it happens to be the gift that I brought, then so be it.
Hey, I've seen white people before. You know what I'm saying? But you, motherfucker, man, you white as mayonnaise, man.
I don't know how that makes me white.
That's for the Don't Stop Believing comment.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, that's accurate.
All right, we got to get caught up in the chat. Comment. Because Sarah pointing out correctly that if the wedding is called off, there is no open bar after that. And that's my point. Exactly. Is like,
that's a problem.
You want it to last long enough to get a nice good buzz going at the start. And then if it gets called off, that's where you just bar hop around town. Because I'm picturing it where you travel to this wedding. So it's like, well, fuck, we're here. We might as well have a party. Scott saying he came close once since the bride was an hour and a half late and they were going to call it in 10 minutes.
I'd be furious.
I would be quitting. Oh my God. That'd be epic.
I'd be so mad. Like, this bitch.
And then Matt Barr categorizing it right. If you're the plus one at a wedding, give me the chaos.
Hell yes.
Whitey pointing out, you got to be careful the attendees don't influence the outcome. I will def stop a wedding if I have $100 on it. Just like that fool who went streaking at the Super Bowl because he put a bet on himself. Or he put a bet out there that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl. Like, bro, don't you know they don't let you cash that check then?
Yeah,
like, Vegas will not pay that bet out. That's why you got to have your idiot. Like, God. And then Matt Barr saying he can't wait to get married again. Just invite this whole group of degens just to see how it goes. And Rex bringing it home with a great tip chug drain pour. Best man choice between me, Mike, and Scott.
This feels like the same one that we did, 2 weeks ago with the, like, sleeping on the couch? Like, I feel like the outcomes and answers are going to be very
similar. No, this is totally different because there's an element to your best man where he's got to be a little debaucherous. Like, he's got to be able to play in a good bachelor party. So your best man
has to have some poor drained.
What's that?
I said that I'm getting poor drained, I guess. I think everybody's gonna take the D-gen of Mookie, like.
Right. Give him a lot of points. Like sleeping on your couch, everybody was like, "I don't need Mookie up gambling on cricket at 4 a.m. waking up my kid." But when it comes to planning a bachelor party, this kid knows where to go.
Like, we'd go so hard. Oh, it'd be
great.
He's
gonna have prop bets lined up in the limo on the way to the bar. Like, there's gonna be some crazy shit going on. So this is not a very easy sip chug drain pour. Mookie, you go first then. I'm making you go first because good Lord.
I mean, I do think it kind of it does kind of depend on what you want the outcome to be, because like if you want to get the guy down the aisle, I'm not your guy. Like, I'll be there with him, but we might also black out at the big boy breakfast buffet on our way to the wedding that day. So like it's very risky. I think Matt Barra sums it up well. At 25, he's sipping Mookie. At 35, he's drain pouring me. That's it. That right there is the answer. So for unreliability, I'll pour drain myself. I think I would. I'm sorry, Scott. I'm going to chug you because I think Mike's more likely to have the flask of whiskey for me at the altar when I need it. So Mike gets sipped.
That's accurate. I do that if I'm a groomsman. That's not just the best man. I'm just always packing. Scott.
Phrasing.
Sip, chug, drain, pour, best man. Me, you, or Mookie?
I'm drain pouring myself.
Wow. No faith in yourself?
No. Well, I guess when you hear my reasons for otherwise, I'm chugging Mike because I feel like he's going to have the plan together and everything. Like, I'm actually sipping Mookie. And the reason being is because anything that goes wrong, fucking perfect pass the buck guy. Like, anything that goes wrong on that day, he is the perfect fucking scapegoat. I'm like, you know, babe, everything would have been fucking Mookie. Like, fuck, I knew I couldn't trust this motherfucker. Like, he is my out. So I'm definitely sipping Mookie It's less believable if I tried with that with Mike, and it'd be like, no, see, you fucked up on something. But with Mookie, you totally get the free pass. You totally get the, yeah. I mean, I don't know why you made him your best man. I didn't want to argue with you, but I knew this was going to be a fucking disaster. So, like, you skate off. So that's
it'd be like that scene in Workaholics where the one guy, Durs, has been drunk driving around all day for his birthday. And at the end, the cops are like, this is your car that's parked like on the front lawn. And his buddy's like, yo, give me the keys. I've already got three Deweys. Like, I got this one for you. And he's like, no, officer, that's my car. And takes the fall for him. Like, that best man, like, that's my job. I'm there. I'll ride like that. Because you know what? Legal fees, whatever. We'll get out of jail. It'll be fine.
Barr also pointing out the crux of it is that I'm going to a wedding with a patsy ready to take the fall. And that he's 0% surprised. Yes. I mean, that's really it. I want to make sure I clear my ass.
Scott is taking mine here because I was also going to drain poor Scott, but because he's not spending money on the bachelor party. It'd be like, Scott would be planning the bachelor party, be like, all right, listen, we're gonna go over to my house. I got Netflix.
I got Nintendo 64.
Everybody chip in for Little Caesars.
But he got the Netflix with no ads, though. He ain't paying for that shit. He's got ads on his Netflix.
Hold on a second, motherfucker, because I got somebody else's password. We ain't got that.
That's amazing.
For Netflix, get the fuck out of here.
And them fuckers paying for the ad-free version, so they're in your face.
Hell yeah. We're going nice because I didn't pay for this shit.
That's amazing. I'm drain pouring Scott. I am going to...
Again, good company. I'm drain pouring myself. I know. I wouldn't want me as best man.
I'm chugging myself just because I feel like everything would be too predictable and everybody would be like, oh, yeah, I didn't figure that. But I'm sipping Mookie just for the crazy aspect. Like, it would... I've always wondered what those, like, ridiculous bachelor parties were like, because I've never been to one that, like, ends up like The Hangover where somebody gets lost or somebody's arrested or whatever. But I feel like a bachelor party that Mookie plans...
100%.
Absolutely end up, it would be stories that you're not allowed to tell your wives. Like, that's what would happen at a Mookie plan bachelor party. So I'm sipping him on that one.
And again, if things go too south, it was Mookie's fault. Like, things got out of hand, but they wouldn't have if Mookie wasn't my best man.
15-year-old mortar fireworks party.
There's a debate in the chat right now. Sarah said, can you imagine Mookie's best man speech? It's either incoherent rambling or they throw it to him in crickets. Mm. To which Rex said, Mookie, post up on the
back. Well, it's either that or he's definitely doing his best man speech with an Italian accent.
So I knew she was going to be a special lady.
There it is.
And I said, it's me, Mario.
If you don't know me, I'm a Mike's a friend of Mookie.
But also not that, because that's what he would actually need to do. He would be like, oh, it's me, Italian sandwiches, Mookie. These two are great. I'm like, what the hell was that?
Thank you. Good night. Biscuit said Mookie would get more co-eds for the bachelor party, but I, since I used to be a stand-up, would give a better speech. So he's chugging me, sipping Mookie, and drain poured.
This is the most proud I've ever been drain poured on any of these things. Like, everybody understanding that it just like myself, like, I don't know, I would not make a great best man. Like, the funniest part is I've been best man 3 times and groomsman 3 other. Like, I've done the best man thing and done it well, but at this stage, no. Like McDonald's Playland isn't available. There's not much going on.
You know, fun fact, I've actually married 3 people and all the couples are still married. So, like,
wow.
I feel like that's pretty good.
That's odds, right? That deserves a rap air horn. I'm not that giving it to you, but it deserves one.
I'm not giving it to myself either. I mean, and also, Mike, you've got to give the fans a taste because they would want to hear the best man speech, obviously, as Lou Holtz.
Ladies and gentlemen, first off, let me say thank you for having me here today. It's such an honor and a privilege to be a part of this special, special day. I've known the bride and groom for so long. They are such a good friend of mine. And I just want to say, seeing these two share in this love is something that I feel so happy to have been a part of. Thank you all. Let's raise a glass to the bride and the groom. Cheers, everybody.
That needed two. Oh my god, yeah,
that was good. That was damn good.
I love.
It was almost like you had practiced it without having done it. Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
The only thing that would have been better is if Mickey snatched the mic midway through his speech.
Dude, he signed the kid's autograph book. It was something like, hiya, pal, your friend Mickey Mouse. And I was like, oh my god, he said hiya, pal. In the
He said the thing, he did the thing, only he wrote it.
Oh my god. Oh shit. All right, let's switch gears here. Let's talk to basketball. Boom, shakalaka. Sorry, Scott said that may be the best bit in the history. The Lou Holtz best man speech. Oh man, we got another sip chug drain pour. Lou Holtz best man speech. Mickey.
Italian Mookie.
I'm sipping Italian Mookie. I'm chugging Lou Holtz, and I'm drain pouring Mickey Mouse best man speech. Scott.
I am sipping Lou Holtz. I am chugging Italian Mookie, and I'm drain pouring Mickey. But that's only. It's not because I want to drain pour Mickey. It's because I need to savor Mookie as much as I can with this bad Italian. And the Lou Holtz thing. Like, I mean, I could listen to Lou Holtz talk all night. That's good shit. I want Lou Holtz to give the best man speech at my wedding.
I want Lou Holtz to narrate the movie of my life. Like it. I don't think you can get too much of it, because then, you know, before you know it, he's hitting you with a cheers or however the fuck you pulled that off.
And I need him to narrate the just in general, just a book on tape. Oh, like, dude. I just want Lou Holtz narrating every book on tape.
Doing ever. MLB Radio, Scott. Can you?
That's what you need in your life. Christ,
all the strikes. Give me all the strikes in those games. I need all the strikes.
That was a sacrifice fly the second.
The fact that that's like impossible to a sacrifice fly to second. Like, what the fuck has to happen? There's a sacrifice fly to second base.
The second base was playing out the offensive shift.
Oh god!
You feel the joy.
That's good shit. Oh man!
Oh geez, Biscuit saying he did the best man thing and fainted during the ceremony.
Oh god!
Oh, no,
buddy, you gotta have. See, that's why you gotta start the day off with like at least a bagel or a donut. Get yourself some carbs in the stomach before all the Jameson.
Matt Barr said Lou Holtz reading Harry Potter. I want to do now Lou Holtz doing all of Morgan Freeman's lines from Shawshank Redemption. Just have him be the narrator for that. And then Rex saying, it's a slider for strikes. The Astros real bad.
Oh, God.
For you those of you listening.
Spencer Strider coming back out for this season. Let me return.
Rex gets
commentating baseball might be the new thing I need in my life. Like, you know how you can just change between the broadcast, you get the away. I just need the Lou cast. Like, just Lou for every game. Like, oh, what's Lou doing?
Lou would totally be, he'd be able to handle the broadcast completely by himself. He doesn't need a
call. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, he's going Vin Scully style. It's just him in the booth. Like, him telling stories, him calling the game tangentially. Oh, God, yeah. I need Lou Holtz doing baseball. God, that'd be fucking fantastic.
Matt Barr just... He nailed it. This is exactly why I want Lou to do the receiver part. Get busy living. Oh, get busy dying.
The spelling of the words,
the way they're typing it out.
Fantastic. Like, yeah, the fact that they're like phonetically typing it out is fantastic. Oh, my God.
I think that was the first time Shitty heard the Lou Holtz thing.
Yeah.
Sarah said she did a maid of honor speech and went full Xavier, solicited a lot of videos from Xavier basketball players from 2003 to 14, wishing the bride and groom congrats and giving wedding advice. That's pretty
amazing. Yeah, that seems like it's above and beyond. Like, that's like a good job. Like, we're not here to hear that. We're here to hear the ones that go south. Like, you put an extra effort and did, like, personalized thing. Like, boo. look at that. That's a good, thoughtful shit. Like, I'm not here for that. Like, I want Mike, you know, making fun of a 90-year-old man. Like, his speech patterns. That's what I want. I'm here for the roast of a guy I've never met.
This guy don't know these people, but he wants to see him squirm. Motherfucker.
Right, yeah.
Like, what is this?
Like, look at that. That's like thoughtful shit. Like, oh, I reached out to Xavier and did these really nice things. Like, nah, fuck that.
Let's talk basketball.
Boom, shakalaka!
Guys, we got to get out the bullshit meter on LeBron, because LeBron might be the greatest liar in the history of sports. This man says, I don't know if we've ever heard him tell the truth about anything after hearing what he said over All-Star Weekend. So he was talking about how many years he had left. Somebody asked him about, you know, are you going to retire with the Lakers? What's your plan? And LeBron said, quote, "I don't know how many seasons I have left. I know it's not that many. I was asked this question a couple days ago. Will you take the farewell tour or just Tim Duncan it? I'm 50-50. Where's our bullshit meter? Because mine's raging off the charts. There is absolutely no way LeBron James does not take his farewell tour. He might pull a Manfred and be like, I'm retiring in 5 years just to get five.
Oh, hands down.
A farewell tour.
Yeah.
Is the bullshit meter going off for you, Mookie, on this one?
I mean, come on. If you've seen a season of LeBron's career, you know how this is ending. And it's going to be as if you took the Derek Jeter and the Mariano Rivera victory tours, put them back to back, and it's going to be two full seasons. Like, guaranteed. Because what he's going to do is he's going to make it some bullshit if he's going to, like, make the decision again. And so it's going to be a season over his decision. And then he's going to say, I decide to go here, and it's going to be my last year, and we get all that crap for another year. For him to lose in the play-in tournament. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Scott, where's the bullshit meter on this?
Oh, yeah, he's 100% soaking it up. Like, he not only does he know, he probably already has his own retirement tour planned. Like, the Heat
schedule made out.
Yeah, the Heat are going to retire his number 6 jersey because the Heat don't have enough jerseys to retire for guys that actually played there. So they're going to retire his jersey. Like, they'll probably retire Bosch and Wade. Like, he probably has that lined up too. Yeah, I mean, anything that he's ever done, he'll have his greatest moments videos sent to the teams the night before he plays in the city for the last time. It'll be like, look at this highlight package of the time he kicked your team's ass. Like, this is amazing. there's 100% chance that this entire thing is curated, packaged. Like, they've probably been working on it for like 5 or 6 years now, to be perfectly fucking honest with you. There's no way that I'm buying that he doesn't know, or he's just gonna, you know, walk away quiet.
Just gonna Tim Duncan it.
Yeah, there's not a single chance. And I'm not even saying that he's wrong. I mean, I would fucking do it. I'd be like, look at my greatness. every city. Like, I'd be like, yeah, look at here. We're in Charlotte. Look at it. Look at when I graced this shithole with my presence and fucking dunked all over your franchise. Like, yes, look at me celebrating me. What gift do you have for me tonight? Oh, Jordan fucking owned this franchise for a little bit. Cool. Retire my number 23 for no reason. Like, I would do all the shit. And then and every time I'd just, you know, get up there and give the speech and be like, I may not have made it as great as Jordan in your minds, but look at all these counting stats I had. You can make the argument that I'm better. Like, that would be my farewell speech to every single fucking city.
Scott said he's here for LeBron retiring and then
coming. And he probably fucking will. He probably will. Like, why not? Why the fuck not?
All right, so bullshit meter is going off for both of you. I agree.
100%.
Let's check this comment from LeBron, because if you hadn't heard, there were rumors. The trade deadline was like All-Star weekend. Like, it was, that's when the NBA trade deadline was, which is crazy that we're only 2 months into the season. We've already hit trade deadline.
Yeah,
that's bizarre to me. But there was rumors after the trade deadline passed that the Warriors were trying to make a deal with the Lakers that would have sent LeBron to Golden State. So him and Steph would have paired up in the end of their careers to go just try to bring back their dominance, you know, one last ride between Steph and LeBron. After all the finals they had against each other, now they're combined to their greatnesses together. So that was the rumor, and LeBron was asked about that, and he said he heard about that the same time we all did. He had no idea that those discussions were going on. He said he didn't know that the Warriors and Lakers were talking trades for him, and he was just as shocked as we were. Bullshit meter alert. Mine's going off the tracks again. Scott, how bullshit is this from LeBron?
It's really weird when the fucking GM tells you that he had no idea what was happening with his own franchise. Like, I find it hard to believe that the general manager of a fucking franchise doesn't know when trade discussions are going on involving the star player, especially when that star player is himself. So, no, LeBron, I don't buy this. I don't believe that, like, the only thing that I'll buy is that you couldn't figure out a way to make it work underneath the cap and get everything aligned. Like, there wasn't enough time to iron out all the details. But no, I don't believe that the fucking GM of the team who would have been involved in this trade had no idea about these rumblings and whatsoever. Like, no way.
Mookie, what's your bullshit meter saying?
Scott said it all, man. There ain't nothing to go on. Like, LeBron was the one who started the talks himself. Like, let's be honest, he's the one that put the call in. Like, the other part about it is what he's not saying is that Golden State turned him down. They're like, nah, dude, we don't want your old broke ass. Like, sorry, but we're good. They basically said pass.
I don't think that's exactly what happened.
That's the story that happened, damn it. I'm sticking to it.
This non-alcoholic beer is getting him really riled up.
Fucking wasted, man. Are you kidding me?
So the funny thing is that LeBron had said this, that he found out about this all at the same time we did. But then stories also came out that said Draymond was trying to convince LeBron to come to Golden State prior to the trade deadline. So Draymond Green was doing the same thing he did with Kevin Durant when he like texted him and was like, hey, come join up. And like, hey, he was doing that to LeBron, like, hey, pull up, we got you, like, we'll get you another ring, get you a little closer to MJ. And then LeBron was like, I'm just as surprised as you guys. I had no idea. Ignore these text messages from Draymond. Don't look at my phone right now. Like, this guy's so full of shit.
No, I mean, it's, I guess for anybody who will buy it, which the LeBron stands, Mookie, the new word
you learned. Oh, I know tonight. What that means now.
It's too much
liver to be healthy.
Like, There's probably a handful of people out there that'll buy this and keep on, but like, I don't even know why you would waste your time believing this. Like, he clearly knew about it. No, like, I'm convinced nothing happens in the NBA without LeBron's approval, let alone something involving him. Like, I'm supposed to believe that at the end of his career, there was a trade involving, you know, the one of his biggest nemesis during his time in the NBA, adding him, and he knew nothing about it. Like, how absurd does that fucking sound? Like, seriously. It's like, who does LeBron think any of us fucking are that we're going to be like, oh, word? You found out about it just now? Like, this is just the first time you're hearing about it is random reporter bringing it up?
Me found out together on Twitter? This is bullshit.
Right, yeah. Me and you, LeBron, were the same? Like, me in Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm just pulling this up on my phone and you didn't know? Like, Rich and the gang didn't tell you? No. Weird.
Oh, shit. It's so stupid, man. It's so dumb, the lies that he tells.
Right. Well, I mean, this is one of those moments. I was just going to say, this is one of those moments, and it's at the end of his career. He should just fully embrace all of it. Just like, right. Yes, like, I've been running this league for years. Like, of course I knew, but we couldn't fucking make it work financially. Like, I called up Adam. We crunched the numbers. It didn't work. Like, it is what it is. Like, yes, you see, like, how long am I going to play until I can figure out a way to make it viable for me and my son to be on the same team? What am I going to do to get out of the NBA? I don't know. Everything that I can to get publicity and make it be the biggest fucking thing you've ever seen. And goddamn, yes, I'm trying to get any more rings that I can glob off on my fucking career just to get one word closer to MJ. Like, yes, all of these things are happening. No, you shouldn't be surprised. There, I laid it all out. The rest of LeBron's career just been packaged and sent. And it's fine. Like, again, if he owned it, like, what would you say? Like, oh, damn. Like, oh, that's right. Not how I want to see it play out. Like, no. You're still here for it?
I love how Scott always brings it back to LeBron trying to just be able to sniff Michael's jockstrap. Like,
and but I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's just that one thing. Like, I don't, again, I've never held it against him or, like, thought anything less of him. But, like, come on, we know the game. Like, I knew the minute that he changed his number from 23 when he was leaving the Cavs the first time that, like, there was something up, and it had to be that he was going to a franchise that, for whatever reason, decided they were going to randomly retire the 23. But other than that,
right up there, it's right up there next to Dan Marino, baby.
Right, oh, but God. Other than that, he's worn 23 his entire career. Like, come the fuck on. Like, it's obvious, and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I would fucking do the same. I do the same hero worship, and I can't dribble with my left. Like, it's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with just being like, yes, I was a Michael Jocksniff for my entire career. I tried. I didn't get there, but I came damn close. Like, just fucking own it. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. There really is.
Can I just ask a question? Is Scott, you dribbling left? Does it look like when Stanley from The Office tries to dribble?
No, it looks like when Kevin tries to carry a pot of chili.
Like, that's actually what it looks like. It's so much worse.
Me dribbling left is so ugly.
Oh. So ugly. Amazing. Guys, real quick, because I don't want to talk about the NBA All-Star game. It was terrible. It was awful.
It was so bad.
400 points scored. Like, I'm done.
But it wasn't. They weren't even point. It was like the most boring 400-point game.
The greatest moment of the All-Star game was when Luka tried to throw it off the backboard and dunk it and got rejected by the rim.
By himself.
Dame got the rebound and hit a logo three. Like, that was the only redeeming quality of the entire All-Star game. Outside of that, I hated every minute of it. I hate the fact that I recorded it to watch it when I got back. Like, that's so frustrating to me.
Why?
Yeah, that was a bad move, bro.
The show I'm trying to do. I'm like, hey, maybe this is the big event.
No. There's no, like, taking away your DVD license or your DVR license. Like, no, we're not recording that.
See, but here's
the problem. Also, we question your judgment. So, like, you're not allowed to DVR for the next 2 years.
Yeah, put me in timeout. Because the whole weekend sucked. Like, everything sucked. Like, the dunk competition was mid. The three-point competition.
Mac McClung is a back-to-back NBA slam dunk competition winner.
Oh, dude, he was sick.
Cancel it.
He balled out.
What are we doing?
He balled out, but yeah, exactly. Like everyone else showed, like Jaylen Brown, like, dude, what are you fucking doing? I mean, Jesus Christ. It just was all so disappointing. Everything was stupid. The skills competition was just dumb, and those idiots couldn't figure out how to weave through four fucking cones.
The like, Steph versus Sabrina,
and the fucking floor had an arrow showing them how to go. Like, how can you not figure that out?
That was pretty slick.
It was good, but they could have done better stuff.
It was redeeming quality. But the one weird thing that came out was Adam Silver revealed NBAI. And I don't know if you guys saw this at all, but it was him and Wemby on stage at like the NBA All-Star Tech Conference, which I didn't know was a thing. But they said that on League Pass, you're soon going to have AI capabilities where you can ask League Pass, show me the Pacers game in the style of Into the Spider-Verse. And then they showed like the AI generate the game in real time as if it was animated like the Spider-Verse movie. Like, it was very bizarre. It was a weird thing. And I got to know real quick, fellas, because we don't need to spend a lot of time on this. Is this something you have any interest in whatsoever, Scott? Is this something that you're like, actually, maybe now I'll get League Pass?
No. But the reason is I'm pissed that when I heard the name NBA AI, that the only thing that followed was NBAI, whatever. NBA. I don't, whatever the fuck they're calling it. That the only thing that followed it wasn't practice. We talking about practice. Like, that's the only thing that I want to see when you tell me NBAI is Allen Iverson related everything, and it all boils down to him yelling about practice. I don't need to see it. I love Into the Spider-Verse. Basketball's okay. I don't need to see him combined. I'm good. Although I would be here to see the NBA, the equivalent of him hanging up from the Lakers for the. I'd be like, hey, LeBron retiring from the Lakers, huh? Let me see what this looks like in Into the Spider-Verse, because fuck the Lakers. Like, I want to see the cartoon-ish version of this because it's more real than the actual real thing. But otherwise, no. Like, Rex, how stupid is this?
Rex might have just swayed me. Go ahead, Mookie.
I was going to say, yeah, does your opinion change if it's them playing in backyard sports style broadcast?
That's different.
It's not, though. You could ask AI. You could be like, AI, show me NBAI, show me the Heat game as if it's backyard sports video game. I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm back in.
Also, your AI is back there, like, taking over the world.
That's not mine. That's Mookie's.
Oh.
Mookie's AI.
Oh, yeah. You heard that? My house just told me that the Avs suck. They got scored on by the Canucks, so they're down 1-0. Sorry, Scott.
Do you ever mix up your robot butlers and, like, accidentally call Alexa Siri and call Siri Alexa? Because I do that sometimes.
I do that, too.
I mixed up my robot butlers. What a weird time to be alive.
The best is when you're yelling at it and you're just like, hey, Siri, do the fucking thing. Like, it's not listening. It's like, it's because it's not Siri. Like, that's Alexa. I'm like, oh, shit.
How about that shit attitude Siri's developed now? Like, I'm trying to, like, set a reminder to switch over the laundry. I'm like, Siri. And she's like, I'm like, what, bitch? Like, you better chill out with that attitude, Siri. Just what did take you do, my reminder Mike? And tell me when to switch over.
That's when you fix the command. Siri, come correct. it's fixed. Trust me. Like, you don't have to tell it twice. I'm like, you don't have to tell Siri twice. That's the good news.
What the fuck?
God damn it, Scott.
But I'm just saying that Siri is efficient. You don't have to repeat yourself. That's all. It's a good product. What can I say?
God damn it.
Scott out here shilling for fucking Tim Cook and Apple. Covering their ass.
What? Yeah, sure. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I got it. You're shilling for Tim Cook, right? Raindrops.
Kick, save, and a butte.
Oh, what happened to the sellout
clip.
Mookie, I want to talk to you about this rule change real quick. So let's talk soccer real fast. No! Mookie, what the hell are they doing with blue cards coming to the soccer world? If you haven't heard, so a yellow card obviously is when there's a foul and there's a warning. And you're like, hey, you don't, that was pretty bad. Don't do that again or else we're kicking you out of here. Red card is you get sent off the field. Your team plays a man down. Now they are talking about introducing blue cards, which then gives like a 10-minute power play to the other team. Like the player's off the field for 10 minutes before they're allowed back on. So it's, yes, you could get a blue card for like, it's not bad enough to be sent off for the whole game, but it's also worse than just like a yellow card. So we're going to put you in the penalty box for 10 minutes and you play a man down. Mookie, what do you think as the main soccer fan of the show?
That's so fucking stupid. It's so fucking
stupid. I don't like this.
So fucking stupid. Like, they can't even call red and yellow cards, and you're going to add a third thing for them to screw up. Not to mention, I don't know if y'all saw this, but the MLS and the Referees Association don't have a deal right now. So the MLS is going to be starting their season with backup officials. Sweet. It's going to be a disaster. No, which, by the way, means there's a lot of fucking value out there, folks. So you're ready to hit those overs, especially when it comes to the carding props. It's going to be a mess of a first month, and you're never going to hear about blue cards again, at least not for 3 years. Because it's such a stupid fucking idea.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Deal with offsides first.
Not a fan, Scott.
No, there's enough things to worry about in soccer. And when you're trying to throw in something like that, another judgment call, like Mookie's right on this one. I don't like the idea of them trying to, like, either in or out. Don't try to add this extra layer, because then again, you're going to have people questioning it, and it just opens
if you
up
want it
too
to stop, if because what Sarah's saying is blue cards are meant to be for bitch moves like diving and excessive whining. And Sarah said this, not me, just her words. Bitch moves. Then just give them yellows. Have a season where everyone gets their ass handed to them for being little dickwads that ruin our game, and then you'll see change. Why put this half measure? When do half measures ever work? I was going to make a comment about your dick, Mike, but I'll save. I'll spare you the.
Damn.
Shame.
Damn. Sipchuk Jainpour on the best man with Mookie. You sure you want to stick with your hands?
Nope. This motherfucker's getting drain poured from the show. Tune in next week for Scott, Mike, and Matt here on.
That was the most drive-by shit ever.
That was totally uncalled for. I don't know why I deserve that. Let's go ahead and talk golf real fast.
Playing a game of whack fuck here. Whack. Fuck.
Scott, you good, man?
I'm good. I'm still just laughing. I'm just like, here comes those butts. Mike, boom.
It was brutal, man.
He got his foot up there. You can see
the dick joke about me, but the fact that he couldn't even think of a dick joke about me like that all the way around, dude.
Oh, I had one, but I was like, now let's not go there.
We rarely personally attack each other like that, so it was just like, damn.
But I didn't. Wow. I said I was gonna, and then I didn't. God.
Yeah, but it was worse. I was gonna say you did.
You did. Like, yes. You pretended like you didn't, but you did. And it was.
I'm not calling you fat, but goddamn, put down that sandwich.
Oh, wait, can we talk hockey real quick? I had one.
No, it's time's past.
We can't. Guys, I was excited for this weekend, and then I was let down this weekend because Tiger Woods had to withdraw from the Genesis Invitation.
What?
This time it wasn't a back, though. It wasn't like an injury thing. He was sick. But fans were worried because he was seen as an ambulance team pulling up after he withdrew, so people were really worried. This was Tiger leaving the course after withdrawing, head in his hands on a golf cart.
Looks like a sex addiction is getting to him again. Maybe we'll take another Ambien. It'll be fine.
You sure you don't want to talk hockey?
No, because that's all I want to say was the Tiger Woods withdrew. Like, and we're into overtime already, but we have to talk about the story because holy shit, there's no transition for this. Guys, in a darts competition, a guy was leading his match 3-0 and he lost 4-3. I don't know how the dart scoring worked, but he lost 4-3 and he claimed that the reason why he lost was because his opponent kept farting on stage and the stench was unbearable and it threw him off his game. Why is this tactic not employed in all of sports everywhere? Just eat some horrible food and rip ass the entire game. This feels like such a great strategy that everybody should do. Everybody should use the I'm going to shit my pants strategy to throw off the defense. Like, holy shit, man. This is crazy. Scott, what do you make of the dart farter?
I immediately think of employing this in baseball. Fucking umpire and catcher giving you a hell of a day up at the plate. You just rip an ass. It's whiffing right into these motherfuckers. They're catching their downdrift all fucking day after that. Like, oh, you want to call a fucking, you want to call that outside pitch again? You see that I can't handle the outside slider? Fuck you, catcher. I'm going to rip one and let it rip right into your fucking mouth. Oh, Blue, you missed another call? Yeah, here's one for you too. Catcher and umpire catch that one. Like, absolutely. Like, farting should be like a go-to strategy if we're being fucking honest. Like, I mean, seriously, think about how many more plays will go your way if you're just ripping ass. Yeah.
I mean, Whitey confirming this has been in esports forever because he says Whitey won so many video games at his friend's house with this tactic, just ripping ass and sweating out the other person. I just, Brad Marchand licks people. What was his name? Lance Stevenson blows in people's ears. Like, there's a lot of crazy shit happen out there, you know? And I mean, Mike, of course you would love this, Mr. Hey, what club you got?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, anything for the mental edge. Scott, I do have to ask you, though. So if this is your strategy, if you're smoking out the catcher and the umpire, are you trying to stifle the sound so that they just get hit with the smell and not realize like it's almost like a landmine? Or are you going full out like I'm gonna stretch this leg out a little bit and really get one going?
I'm silent but deadly. I want them to know that I disapprove of their bullshit, but just through like subtle tactics. Like, just all day, like, oh, fuck, here he comes again. God damn, this sulfur smell. Like, every time, it's fucking eggs. Like, yeah, that's me. That's fucking me. You know why? Because you keep fucking calling it on the black. Like, fuck you, Blue. Fuck you, Blue. Here's my brown. Like, that's how it's going to go.
I feel like poop right now.
I got something for that ass from my ass. How about that?
Walk off.
I can see Scott in the dugout looking at the catcher and the umpire like in between innings, just like eating a bowl of sauerkraut, just staring them down. Like, oh bitch, just wait. I'm due up third. You see that? I'm up third this inning. Come on, here we go.
Like I'm 0-2. Like give me a bowl of hard boiled eggs. We ain't gonna be 0-3. I ain't saying that much.
Fuck you, Blue. Here's my brownie. T-shirt is what it needs to be.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, put that with the baseball logo. That'd be money.
It's fair to say another reason Scott couldn't be on the Yankees. Can't use one
fan. I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare embarrass myself.
Oh.
Wouldn't do it.
Oh shit. All right, fellas. That's gonna do it for the shit in your pants talk. Let's talk about these beers that we were drinking. As always, we're rating them on our Caesar scale. Shout out to our dog right there. Dog or no dog on these beers? Scott, what were you drinking, dog or no dog?
I was drinking Listerman's 8.5% pastry stout, better known as Smorty. All of the good things that you expect from s'mores. Total dog. Loved it.
Such a good beer. Mookie, what were you drinking, dog or no dog?
Oh, Budweiser Zero is my dog, man. That's my everyday dog. That is here for me. Can't go wrong.
What happened to music? There it is.
Although it does get you bloated sometimes.
You know, I was going to say, you are right there, man. You just gave it a dog and you thought you were
I mean, my sides are hurting a little bit because, you know, blue can get the brown, but it's all right.
I was drinking Beer for Humans by Rheingeist. Definitely it's a dog. It grew on me. It did at first. I was like, puppy, but this one's definitely a dog. It's a good brew. I recommend it. Fellas, you know what this was? This is a show. This was a show.
It was definitely a show. All of the farting tactics and LeBron retirement suggestions. We got you, folks. Where your stands.
It was good to be back.
Yeah. My Lord.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Do us a favor right now. Break that chat window. Go hit that like button. And also, if you haven't yet, subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Ring the bell. Do all that good stuff. You can help us out. Also, you can follow the show at Crafty Sports on Twitter and Instagram. Go ahead and join the Facebook group. It's tons of fun in there. All the people commenting are in there. It's a show between the show. It's a really good time. You can follow us on TikTok, too. Shout out Belly Up Sports, bellyupsports.com. Tons of great content over there. Go hit up all the podcasts of the Belly Up Sports Media Network. We will see you all next week. Cheers, everybody.
I'm bringing a whole new meaning to swinging a whiff.
You'll never walk alone, dog.
Right now.